Okay, so I'm going to introduce them. Welcome to Two More, Trusting Jesus in a Wild World. The curriculum is from an American company, it always has been, and the theme is developed 2 years in advance. And they were thinking of Alaska when they developed it, but we all know that Two More is actually Northern Canada.
Amen.
PBS at First Baptist goes back many years. We have offered a week-long morning program. So guess what comes down? We have offered a week-long morning program, games, snacks, crafts, Bible adventures, and video clips. And each year we have transformed almost the entire building with decorations appropriate for the theme. Many adults have given a week of their summer, some of you guys as well, plus preparation time to participate. Some directors of the past include Sin Cronkright, Andrea Riddock, Carla Aitken, Laura McGuire, myself, and more. So kids experience a week of excitement, great music, snacks with a message, active Bible stories and games, all reinforcing the message of the day. And then they get a Bible buddy to take home to remember the message of the guy, whatever the animal of the day is. VBS continued during COVID. We got creative. We made 5 daily videos for an online YouTube of VBS, summer of 2020, summer of 2021. The online format meant that people could participate from as far away as Alberta and Northern Ontario. Families registered to receive a box of materials for the week and inside was a different bag of activities to open each day. A video was compiled for each day with volunteer tech skills of Stephen Squires. Josh McGuire made videos to demonstrate the games they could do with common household items. Laura introduced them to each song. Katie Dixon helped video myself during the intros and closing for each day. It was quite a project. The first year we filmed on location at Jarvis train station for the Rock and Roll game. Who else was the old railway station in the neighborhood? And the second year we filmed at the Dixon Duck Pond for a theme called Treasury. Wilderness clothing. It was a great chance to be creative and think outside the traditional format of VBS and reach people in new ways. And if you're curious, those videos are still available on our church YouTube channel. Go take a look at some of that stuff. It was fun. Decorations are a huge task, and the last 4 years we have reached out to another church in Southern Ontario that was doing the same thing in July. And we're in August, right? So I know you think we're wonderful doing all this, but a lot of Calvary Church in St. Catharines, we worked from them for 2 years, and Inner Presbyterian Church, which is up here in Woodstock, were both willing to share their decorations when they were done their VBS. So this has been a huge benefit to us. It means that we can do one creative project ourselves, and this year it was the log cabin. That's all awesome. The log cabin, and then we use our energy and creativity to adapt decorations from other churches' space to be used in our space. And so what do you have to do to adapt to? A government grant we've received each year, and into that, except for 2023 and 2024, for some unknown reason, we get a grant to provide 6 to 8 weeks of summer employment and a learning opportunity for a student. Past summer students include some from the community and some from our church family, such as Tiffany Ford, Emily Freeman, Ben Ault, Claire Turnpiff, Kelsey Rood, and more. So this year, we were able to hire Allie Copeland, who is a 15-year-old bundle of energy with lots of experience at our VBS, both as a camper in the past and as a group leader. After the interview, one thing she said was, I'm a big fan of God. I think he does amazing things. That will stick with me forever. She's doing a terrific job, and we're looking forward to our week together. So Allie's going to come and tell you some details of the specifics of this year's VBS. We've got some slides to watch.
Hey. Hi, good morning, everybody. My name is Allie Copeland. I am the camp coordinator for this year's VBS Day Camp, and I'm super excited. I don't know if you can tell, but decorations are great. We've got some more to do after church, but it's coming together for sure. Alright, so we have 5 stories and a whole bunch of other things in the morning for when the kids get here. And our first Bible story is, people, even John the Baptist, wanted to know about Jesus. This passage can encourage kids that it's okay to ask questions about Jesus when he will always tell the truth. There's always questions about God, and we're always here to answer questions. So our first character for the week is Ponder. He's a river otter, and fun fact about river otters is they juggle rocks in their hands. Scientists have tried to figure it out, but they have conspiracy theories that they do that because it helps with their motor skills and it helps them hunt. It says when we wander. So when we wander, we can trust Jesus. So what a camp will for the kids. We'll go all say, or Jana would say, when we wander, and then the kids say, we can trust Jesus. And this, Jana has already said these, but I'll say them again. Anyone who listens to my teaching follows it is wise. So here are the stations for day one. An imagination station, the kids will investigate with magnets, then a craft, a compass to discover what it means that Jesus, he always points us in the right direction. For games, I'm not very sure what some of them are, but we have Goals for Good, Waterway, Fish, Wolf, Bear. For wildlife adventures, we'll do consider people's wanderings about Jesus, then act on the surprising thing that happened when John baptized Jesus. In Sticky Scripture, the kids will play Wilderness Wise as they explore Matthew 7 verse 24 and discover what it means to have wisdom. Day two, our Bible story will be, Jesus affirms just how valuable we are to God. So when kids feel lonely, left out, or cast aside, they don't need to worry. They can trust in Jesus, a solid rock of love pointing toward Jesus. For day two, Claudia is our next character. She's personally one of my favorites. She's an Alaskan crab, and they're about the size of a human adult. They're massive. And have you ever heard the saying of someone saying crabby? Some people think that because they're crabs, they're grumpy and mad, but they're actually just scared to feel alone. When you feel alone, you can trust Jesus. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you the rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. For day two, our stations will be imagination station, because we'll create crystals and a flurry and fun about stone formation, connecting God, Koko's creations with the way we each are uniquely made. Again, what's your name? Some of them don't make sense to me, but we'll be cool little pals, find money, and sharing shelters. And while Bible adventures, the kids will pretend to be lost and lonely sheep, experience a personal blessing, then pray and give worries to Jesus. In Sticky Scripture, they'll find Matthew 11 verse 28 in the Bible, then find a crab in a bucket. They'll see that Jesus has a forever friend. Our Bible story for Wednesday would be, even a mighty Roman officer knew he didn't have power like Jesus. When circumstances make kids feel helpless, they can always trust in Jesus' strength. Oh, never mind. Cody is Kodiak Bear. They're the biggest bears on the planet. Some people think that I'm strong and powerful all the time, but sometimes when I feel powerless when I wake up from hibernation. You guys ever feel like that?
Yeah.
Because I know I feel like that after a good night's rest. When we feel powerless, we can trust Jesus. Don't be afraid, he said. Take courage. I am here. Matthew 14, verse 27. For Wednesday, our imagination station will be able to discover the secrets of majestic mountains and mighty fires as they explore the surprising power we have in Jesus. I'm very excited about this one. I will be upstairs for that one. I want to see that. Our games are Melton Minutes, Powerball, and River Run. While Bible adventures, kids will meet a powerful Roman soldier who takes the troops through strength training before sharing his unforgettable interaction with Jesus. In Sticky Scripture, they will play the Trail of Lava as they practice taking courage during scary times, just as Matthew commanded in Matthew 14, verse 27. I will be up there for that one, too. I want to explore this offer. Our Bible story is, like Jesus' followers, kids may face times that seem hopeless or dark. Today's passage encourages kids that Jesus is our hope, both here on earth and for eternity. Meet Ernest, he's a bald eagle. When he was baby, he couldn't fly. Just like you when you were little, you couldn't walk, but you gave it hope. When we need hope, we can trust Jesus. And his name will be the hope of all the world. Matthew 12, verse 21. At the Asian station, I'm very excited about all of these, if you can't tell. People will examine God's luminous light, show the northern lights, and glow about having hope in dark times. The kids will play off the grid, hope rises, and wilderness is worse. And while Bible adventures, the kids will use ice to experience in discomfort as they hear Jesus' crucifixion, then give icy sins to Jesus and watch them melt with his forgiving mighty love. In sticky scripture, the kids will hope to spot the match as they explore Matthew 12 verse 21 and investigate how Jesus is the hope of the world. Our story will be, Jesus gave his followers a huge job to do. When kids get overwhelmed, today's passage can remind them that Jesus promises to be a faithful friend who helps us no matter what. He's Bruce the Moose. With God's help, I have all the things I need to stay warm throughout the winter. Some of my human friends tell me that they need help too. When we need help, we can trust Jesus. I am with you always, even to the end of age. Matthew 28, verse 12, or 20. Our wild Bible adventures will be, the kids will live through the wild wind and fear and flames of Pentecost to see how the Holy Spirit came to be a helper for us even today. In sacred scripture, the kids will explore Matthew 28, verse 20, and are guided step by step as they learn how to draw moose. Imagination station, the kids will study God's grand glaciers bursting with life-giving water. These frosty formations are a huge help in cooling the earth by reflecting light. And games, not sure what these are, again, helping herd captive campers and freeze and thaw hay.